What?
When?
Why?
I am curious.
Michigan Radio's Am I Curious project puts our journalists to work for you. We investigate questions you submit about our state and its people. Michigan Radio's Mark Brush is with us now. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Cindy.
And with us from Delton, from West Michigan, is listener Justin Cross. Good to have you with us on Stateside, Justin.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Tell us, what was your Am I Curious question, Justin?
My question was, what is the status of the Enbridge pipelines in the bottom of Lake Michigan running through the Straits of Mackinac?
And, Mark, I know there are a lot of people, based on what I've seen on Facebook and comments, people in Michigan who are really glad Justin asked about this oil pipeline. Enbridge runs under the Straits, particularly considering the rupture of that Enbridge line and the resulting oil spill into the Kalamazoo River. So what did you find?
Well, we basically found that the company holds all the cards. They are definitely willing to talk to us. One of the engineers, when I was on the barge out in the middle of the Straits of Mackinac, said that we have a long way to go to repair our reputation for what happened in Kalamazoo.
The boots on the ground people, so to speak,
yeah,
are aware of that.
They're aware of that. And that's right. And they know that, and the company knows that they need to reveal and tell us what's going on with the Straits pipeline so that people can feel good about it.
So what do they tell you?
Well, they do tell us that the pipeline is in good condition. This is an unusual crossing in that it was built in 1953, and there were some very strict requirements for how it was built. So one pipeline splits into two pipelines. They're smaller. They're built with thicker steel. And one of the things that Enbridge likes to stress is that they're built with seams that aren't horizontal on the pipe. And that is the seam that broke in Marshall.
Now, there was a National Wildlife Federation video that alarmed a lot of people that talked about these pipes being suspended over the bottom of the ground. So what'd you find?
That's what brought Justin into this
yeah.
as well. He saw that video and he realized, holy cow, what's going on here? That video was a real wake-up call for a lot of people. And they just did a dive on part of the pipeline. So it's a 4.6-mile crossing, and they were only able to get to a part of it. In their video, they show what they say are broken supports. Enbridge tells me those are not broken supports. Those are just simply metal bands that held packing in place. Some of the things you see in the video aren't quite right, but it was a wake-up call for people.
You said Enbridge was willing to tell you things. Were there things they were not willing to tell you?
Yes. So what it boils down to is they tell us that the pipeline is in good condition, the coating is in good condition, and that the inside is doing well. But they say you should trust and verify. I talked to one lawyer who said, don't trust and verify. And so what we want to see is the documents for some of these inspection tools that they run. And they run one, it's called a smart pig. And it basically, they told me it's called a pig because of the way it sounds inside the pipeline.
Okay.
Sometimes it can squeal when it goes through. But it's a sophisticated tool that runs through the pipeline when there's oil in it. And it tells you whether the pipeline has corrosion or not. And this is the specific information we're looking for. And they have summarized the data for the entire Line 5, which is a 600-mile stretch that goes from Superior, Wisconsin, to Sarnia, Ontario. But they do not tell us what is the data for just the Straits crossing. And they were unwilling to share that with us.
Justin, what do you think about that information Mark dug up and also what he wasn't able to get?
I think it's good that they are running smart pigs. When we talked to Carl Weimer, he really gave us a lot of good information.
And Carl Weimer is with the Pipeline Safety Trust.
And, I don't buy the whole story that it's a national security issue or homeland security issue for the information that they won't share with us. Just don't buy that. I don't see how that can be some sort of national security issue.
Well, what are your feelings when you consider that five-mile stretch under the Straits? What do you feel about them, Justin?
Nothing lasts forever except for time, and it's a ticking time bomb. It might be in good condition now, according to them, but it's an ecological time bomb waiting to go off.
And the experts we talked to told us that the age of the pipeline really doesn't matter. If you think about bridges, we build them out of steel, and as long as we maintain them, they can last for a very long time. And getting this piece of information about the corrosion will let us know whether it's been maintained well or whether it needs to be replaced. And that's what the National Wildlife Federation, the state of Michigan, a lot of other people want to look at. In Enbridge's defense, they are putting in new anchors to support the pipeline along the way, and they are doing a lot of inspections beyond what the regulations call for. Of course, they don't want to have a spill either. That would ruin their company. But they need to be more transparent with us to show us, to prove to us. Because here in Michigan, we've experienced what happens when something goes wrong. And they knew about corrosion and cracking on that pipeline before it broke.
Mm. Where can people who want to go to the website and read your stories find them, Mark?
Well, they can go to MichiganRadio.org and they can find the environment report. And they can find the two stories that we did this week. plus previous stories that we did before that as well. And we'll continue to follow the story. We've filed Freedom of Information Act requests. And when we get that information, we'll share it.
And we will talk about that. And also for people who have other questions to Am I Curious, what's the best way to submit them?
Oh, yes, that's right. So you can go to our website, michiganradio.org, and click on the link that says, What Are You Curious About? And submit your question that way.
Well, we want to thank Michigan Radio listener Justin Cross, who submitted the question. Good to have you with us, Justin. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And from our Am I Curious team, Mark Brush, always good to talk with you, Mark. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cindy.